and welcome back to Skill Sessions. My name is Jules, and I'm here with Crystal tonight. And Jenna is sick, so all the good thoughts and everything to her and her family. My goodness. So tonight, I was curious if I kind of have two parts to my side to to my topic, and that is A. I kind of want to talk about picky eaters and if you've had any picky eaters in your house or have any currently, Crystal. And And also, I want to, just kind of hit on some of like our go-to foods / recipes that we kind of make too. Because let me tell you, I am in a recipe rut and have been for a while. I need ideas. So yeah, so let's start off with the picky eaters, though. Like, because I know I've had one in my house, but go ahead and tell me about yours. Well,
I mean, for the most part, everybody in my house will eat anything that doesn't eat them first. but there are certain quirks or pickiness.
Are there always?
for instance, I don't eat peas. I don't eat peas.
Okay.
I love chickpeas, though, but I call them garbanzo beans because I don't eat peas. And I don't eat beets.
Oh, me either.
Okay. So, just because I don't like them.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
They have a very distinct flavor.
Mac and cheese, I do not eat.
Really?
Chicken, I do not eat. Simply because when I was growing up, growing up, that's all we ate. It was mac and cheese with hot dogs, mac and cheese with fried chicken, mac and cheese with spam sandwiches, fried chicken.
That totally makes sense.
Because, I mean, you could get a whole chicken for like 49 cents back then.
Yeah.
It was cheap.
That's like, I think we talked about it last week, me and bologna sandwiches. Yeah. Because I used to take them to school every day and now I can't. Can't do bologna.
Now, I can make the heck out of some homemade mac and cheese.
Oh, I bet.
And my kids beg me to make it. But I don't mind making it. I just don't eat it. But if I am going to eat mac and cheese, it is only going to be the mac and cheese that I make.
Yeah. You know what you like.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm not very picky. Now, the youngest, his comes and goes. One day he likes chicken. The next day he doesn't like chicken. One day he only likes chicken nuggets. The next day he only likes real chicken. So, I mean, his comes and goes. There are certain things that he swears up and down he doesn't like that he's never liked. Ranch dressing is one of them. He'll like ranch dressing for about 2 weeks, and then he won't like it for a month of Sundays.
Oh my goodness!
Pickles. He loves pickles. Loves pickles. But he used to not eat pickles.
Okay.
Onions. Loves onions. Some of the weird stuff that, and when I say weird, some of the things that most kids wouldn't eat.
Right.
Sushi. The child cannot get enough sushi. I mean, and this goes back to like 3 and 4 years old, 2 years old.
I wish I liked sushi, but I don't.
Would grab sushi with chopsticks off of other people's plate when we would go eat at the Japanese restaurant or the buffet. Was grabbing sushi off of other people's plates with chopsticks at 2 years old.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I did find out that he would eat anything I put on his plate as long as I gave him chopsticks. So that's how
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. That's how I
did. Nothing wrong with that boy's hand-eye coordination. That's for sure.
Right. There wasn't much he wouldn't eat when he was little. I mean, his first taste of real food was guacamole.
Oh.
Raise them right.
Again, I wish I liked avocados. See, now I'm sounding like the picky eater in my house, and I'm really not, I swear.
You are picky. You are picky. Oh, you know.
I didn't start this conversation with me.
Call it out, Jules. Now, I get tickled because everybody on my Facebook posts this, you know, put a smile here. Give me a number. Are you eater? Blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I don't eat sardines.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat peas and I don't eat liver. Okay. Out of 75, that's what, a 72? I am not a picky eater. And I have always had a rule. I will try anything twice.
Okay.
Because the first time I may have a cold, you know, be getting a cold or just getting over a cold. My taste buds may be in a funk, you know, something.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And I used to smoke, so my taste buds were always messed anyway. So I'll try anything twice. If I don't like it the second time, I'm not going to eat it. Sweet potatoes. Now, we'll say this. Sweet potatoes before. But I will try them every time I am presented with a new way they are made. And I have actually found a way that I do enjoy, like thoroughly enjoy sweet potatoes.
Oh really?
And it's like this it's like this little like a bag. It's in a crescent roll and it's got like cream cheese and stuff in it. And oh, it's so good. I can't remember what they're called. It's like potato pouches or something like. I can't remember what they were.
Interesting.
But, sweet potato dumplings. Thank you. Sweet potato dumplings. But I mean, it just all kinds of doctored up and everything. And we were over at some friend's house and I got one. It was like a Thanksgiving, you know, meal or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I got one just to try it because it was a different way.
Right.
And I got up to go get something else and I grabbed another one. And then I got up strictly to go get another one of those. Joey looks at me and he goes, how many of those have you had? I'm like, three.
You're making up for lost time with sweet potatoes. I'll tell you, that's another thing that I wish that I liked and I haven't found a way that I like them. I don't like sweet potato pie either. And, you know, of course, the sweet potato pie fans, most of them tell you, you know, sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, you can't tell the difference. Yes, yeah, you absolutely you can. I can eat my weight in pumpkin pie, but.
Yeah, no, not me. See, okay, I say I'm not picky.
Uh-huh,
but I don't like sweet potato pie and I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't like sweet tea.
Oh.
I've been accused all my life of not being Southern because I don't like sweet potato pie. I don't like pumpkin pie. Yeah. I don't like sweet tea. I don't like fried chicken. You know,
You don't like fried chicken?
I don't like fried chicken, no.
How can you not like fried chicken?
Because I ate way too much of it growing up.
No. Okay, that one I can't forgive. My family owned a fried chicken restaurant. I still love fried chicken. It's one of my favorite foods.
I mean, I would come home from second grade. I would come home at second grade cooking supper, you know, and it would be like fried chicken. And, you know, that's what was laid out for me. And, you know, it's like.
No, oh. I mean, I get it. I'm giving you a hard time. I get it. But,
And, you know. The funny thing is, I learned to cook on a gas stove, and I cannot stand a gas stove.
Which is weird. We talked about that before, but I love my gas stove.
I would much rather have an electric stove.
No.
Well, you know, like grilling. I don't like a propane grill either. I want charcoal.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see that. Like that's like,
yeah,
very personal.
I don't like the way the propane tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may,
charcoal
it
has a very distinct flavor.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Very lovely.
We got a smoker, I guess it's been about 2 years ago now, and that's been one of the best investments that we've made, I tell you.
Yeah.
We love that thing.
One other thing I don't eat, and that's ketchup.
Oh, see, I could eat my weight in ketchup, too, so.
Yeah. Mm. Now, I'm with Jenna on ketchup, although, you know, Jenna's the picky one of the three of us.
I know,
any,
I know.
Condiments. Yeah, she's probably sitting there laughing. She will be when she listens to this episode.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Next time she pisses me off, next time she pisses one of us off, I'll just tell her that she has to make up this episode and give me a list of all the stuff that she doesn't eat. And we'll have, you know, a 3-volume book.
Yeah. Her list would be better off to be what she does eat.
Does eat. Yep. That's exactly
chicken,
it.
Pizza. Fries. Pretzels.
Yep.
As far as the others, he used to sit and eat pickles with me all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't stand a pickle now.
Interesting.
And Joey does not like horseradish.
I like horseradish, like, on roast beef sandwiches and everything. Yeah, but I don't really eat it anywhere else.
Okay, I got to tell the story. There's a local roast beef place or local restaurant here, and they sell the most fabulous roast beef sandwiches ever.
Okay.
Well, they have their horseradish. Yeah. They have their horseradish sauce sitting on the tables.
Uh-oh.
So gets him 2 roast beef sandwiches and douses them with mayonnaise.
Oh no.
He couldn't breathe.
Oh no.
He took his breath so bad he was choking.
Oh my god.
Brought in some new ones.
I
make my own tartar sauce. I always have.
Yeah.
And I have always made my tartar sauce. You know, pickles, mayonnaise, dill pickles, mayonnaise, and horseradish.
Right. Horseradish, yeah.
Just give it a little kick.
Yeah.
Well, he has eaten the fire out of my tartar sauce for years. And then he saw me making it one time, and he goes, "Whoa, what are you putting horseradish in?"
Oh, no.
My tartar sauce, he goes, "No." So from that point forward, I no longer
put
horseradish in my tartar sauce. No, I don't use it. I don't put it in there anymore.
Wow.
So if I wanted it, I'll put it in mine.
Uh-huh. Well, at least you can do that. At least you can mix it in small quantities, but Jesus. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's like the people who, you know, go and get sushi and take a big bite of the, you know, the green ice cream on there.
Yes. I love wasabi. I will take that whole thing of wasabi and mix it in with my soy sauce.
Wow.
We're stupid.
I don't have a lot of experience with wasabi because I don't like sushi. And like I said, I wish I could find one that I liked, but like a lot of the stuff in it, you know, again, avocados, I don't like. Seaweed, I've tried to get the taste for, you know, if for no other reason, just so I can find a sushi that I like, especially since I don't like avocado. But nope, can't do that. Cause like I love rice, you know, I can eat my weight in rice.
Yeah.
And,
I know. Salmon.
No, I don't. And I wish I did. It's like my brain got, you know, a list of like all the healthy fat foods in utero and just programmed itself that it was going to not like any of them. It's really annoying, actually. I do like shrimp and I love crab.
Okay.
I don't like a lot of seafood, But shrimp, crab, clam strips I love, but that's the only way I like clam.
Yeah.
And you some need fish to try, I like.
Shrimp some fish tempura. I like,
but yeah. Some fish I like, but you would hate it because A, it has to be mild, like really mild, but B, I like douse it in ketchup. So there's that.
Yeah. I love tuna. I can eat my weight in tuna, but I cannot eat hot tuna at all.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tuna casserole will make me yak. Blech. Blech. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-mm. I haven't had tuna casserole in years. Years. Like, I go through phases with tuna, like canned tuna, where I'll all of a sudden start buying it and eat it for lunch, like, almost every single day, especially now that they have, like, the flavored packets, you know, that you can get and everything. And there's so many different flavors, and it's so easy, because, like, I don't need any condiments with it, because the flavors are so strong. So, at least in my mind, it's healthier. I don't know. I've never actually looked at the package to see if it was healthier, but...
Yeah. You know, I did that accidental week of, you know, healthy meal or health. What is that thing? The food service,
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. Thank you. I did the hashtag accidental week of that. Yeah. Not a sponsor. And one of the things that was in that was like a chickpea tuna. And of course, I like chickpea tuna. I've made it several different times, but this was the first time I made it and put nori in it.
Oh,
and
interesting.
Oh my gosh, the difference that that made. And the youngest tore it up. He ate the majority of my chickpea tuna.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I might have to look into that, because something like that, because like I said, you know, I'll go in like these little times where I eat tuna almost every day for lunch or whatever, and then I won't eat it for like months, and then I'll start eating it again. And then the last time I was in one of those really big like tuna eating, you know, times of my life or whatever, I because I like it on the little flat bread rounds, you know, that they make. And I would toast that, but I would toast it till it was hard. It was almost cracker-like, you know, kind of. And then put the tuna on it. And then it's, you know, you got different textures, you've got different flavors and everything else. And like I said, you don't need condiments. Well, the last time I was in one of those big times of eating the tuna like that, I bit into one and chipped a tooth and crunched down on it. And then now, like, my brain remembers it, so anytime I'm thinking about it or whatever, like, I can almost, you know, hear it or feel it or whatever. And so that's kind of been holding me back, you know, because I like the they have one, it's not barbecue, I don't think, it's like I don't remember which one.
Yeah, I've seen like the cracked black pepper. That one I've tried. I like it. I have to be real careful with this, like the Southwest flavors and stuff, because a lot of them will either have jalapenos or chipotles in them. And, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, go into epinephrine shock or anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
But although, side note, I do need to check into allergy testing and see if I am still allergic to that, because if not, oh, Katie bar the door, I'm going to Sonic and I'm getting me some cheddar peppers.
Celebrate on the way home.
I have threatened so many times to go get some cheddar peppers and check myself into the hospital for an epinephrine drip.
Lord.
Yes.
No doing that.
I used to eat them all the time with my grandfather. We'd pick them straight out of the garden. And I mean, we'd end up with half of what we picked because we'd eat them as we picked them.
Oh my God.
And then I was working at Taco Bell, and some of the guys that I worked with and went to school with thought it would be funny to put jalapenos on my tostada underneath the lettuce and everything. And I started having an allergic reaction and swelling. They had to take me to the ER for epinephrine shot.
That's so weird and frustrating, the way that allergies can do that. Like, they just pop up out of nowhere. It's something you've been eating or exposed to your entire life, and all of a sudden your body's just like, yep, yeah, nope, never doing this again. Right.
Yeah. Well, my aunt, you know, she grew up eating shellfish, and all of a sudden in her 30s had a reaction to some shrimp. And, but it wasn't a shellfish allergy. It was an iodine allergy.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
So she can't even eat like table salt because it's got the iodine in it.
Yeah. That's so bizarre. I've heard of iodine allergy though. Like, yeah. And like, I've been, and we're getting on the allergy topic, and this isn't even food allergy, but like, you know, I've been stung by bees and wasps and everything multiple times throughout my life. And we've had wasps in our yard a year or so ago, and my husband was out there trying to spray or trying to dig it out, I can't remember. And they came after him, like wasps do, because they're assholes. And so he dropped whatever he had and ran, and I ran out there and got the hose and started spraying it down. And, you know, wasn't afraid of him or anything else because, again, I've been stung a million times. And not that I love the pain, but, you know, it's not bad. But I started exhibiting possibly some, you know, allergic symptoms afterwards. And now I'm like, well, shit. So now I've been afraid that I'm getting like, you know, an insect allergy with stinging insects or whatever. So we've got bees now, and I love them to death, and they're not assholes usually, but we did, when we got the beehives and everything else, we did get some EpiPens to keep, which is a good anyway, just in case, you know, a neighbor or some kid or, you know, whoever, you know, gets there and, you know, does something to have or whatever, you know, it's just good to have, but because so many people are allergic, but yeah, I was like, I would really like to make sure that I have some just in case, because even though like I ended up being fine last time, you know, one of the symptoms that I swear I had was, you know, that my throat felt like it was a bit tight, you know, not like cutting off my airway or whatever, but like, you know, it felt a bit tight and that kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, so if allergies get worse, usually, you know, the more you're exposed to stuff or whatever, I'm like, I don't want to, you know, chance it for next time if I get stung again or whatever. So,
but it's crazy. Well, you know, my daughter scared me to death because she had an ear infection when she was a baby, and doctor gave her amoxicillin. Took it fine, not a problem. Like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months later, we had another infection and of some sort, I can't remember what it was, went to the pharmacy, got her amoxicillin, gave her a dose of it, and had to call the doctor and go, oh my God, what do I give her? She's turning red, she's swelling, she, you know, she's choking. He's like, you know, give her Benadryl and take her to the emergency room. Well, like, I've been a drill. By the time we got to the emergency room, she was perfectly fine.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, yeah, note to self, no penicillin.
No penicillin, yep. You know? My son's allergic to penicillin, too, and he's had the same thing. He had amoxicillin multiple times and, you know, everything else. And then the last time he had it, he was, you know, like, red and itchy, and... you know, all this other stuff. And it's like, all right, well, I guess that's out. I'm not going to do that anymore. But yeah, I don't have a penicillin allergy, but I've got a drug allergy to cephalosporins, which is like they give you a lot of time with like sinus infections and stuff like that. And that was one that I was young. I don't know if I was 10 yet. And, you know, sick and everything else, and got cephalosporins like I'd had multiple times or whatever, and was laying on the couch at my grandma's. And, you know, I was kind of wheezing. I started wheezing, and my mom came over to check on me. And she's like, you know, you doing okay or whatever? And I'm like, you know, it hurts to breathe. And she's like, well, what do you mean it hurts to breathe? And yeah, I'm sitting there wheezing, and I'm like, it just feels tight. You know, it hurts. And she, you know, unbuttoned my pajama shirt and looked, and, you know, whole chest is red and all this other stuff. So she had to rush me to the ER. But yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I found out that I was allergic to codeine when I was a state over all by myself at school.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
At like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh Jesus.
Because I was going to school at North Alabama. And I was there by myself because it was wintertime and I didn't have my daughter up there with me and all that. And, so I'm in my apartment. I had gone to the doctor and they gave me some cough medicine with codeine in it. And I took a dose and I went to bed. And my chest, I woke up, my chest was hurting so bad. And I was coughing and carrying on, took another dose, and scratching and itching and scratching and itching. My chest hurt so bad because I was itching from the inside out. Trying to claw and get that itch. And I was clawing myself. I'm surprised
that's miserable.
I don't have scars across my chest. And so I called my friend who was a nurse, and I'm like, What do I do? She's like, take some Benadryl. I'm like, I don't have any Benadryl. She's like, okay, well, I will stay up and I will talk you through this. So, you know, I mean, you know, she's like, every time you go to scratch, tell me and we'll talk you out of it. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, she stayed on the phone with me for 3 or 4 hours. And then next morning, as soon as the school clinic opened, I went in there and I'm like, help. She's like, oh my God.
Jesus.
She gave me some ointment and she gave me a different cough medicine. She's like, no more codeine for you.
Ever.
Food and medicine are just weird.
Yeah. Allergies in general are weird. Yeah. We, going back to the picky food and everything else too, like, our daughter, when she was, you know, a toddler or whatever, would eat pretty much anything. And then all of a sudden, she started cutting 98% of her diet out and would not eat any of it. And so we literally had years of that she would, the only meat she would eat would be chicken strips. And like, to the extent of she went to private school for K-4 and K-5, and they were so nice about it. And then cafeteria lady even offered, and they made her, you know, they made her chicken strips every day, even though they weren't on the menu every day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have the rotating menu or whatever. But, but yeah, we'd have to literally check every menu, you know, anytime we went out to eat or whatever, we'd have to, you know, stop and like ask for a menu at the door and check to make sure that they had chicken strips on the menu, because she would not eat anything else. It was bizarre.
You know, and the youngest, he does things like he'll eat chicken nuggets, but he won't eat chicken strips, or he'll eat chicken strips, but he won't eat chicken tenders, you know. Or he'll eat chicken tenders, but he won't eat chicken nuggets.
Dude, how do you even keep up? Jesus. You need that. You need like a whiteboard in the kitchen? Like what are you not going to eat this week?
I was like, okay, what do you not like today?
Right. Can you tell me before I go shopping this week? You know, like, so I know. Oh my gosh. Kids, man.
And it's so funny because it changes, or it used to change so very often. I mean, and not even day to day, but like, you know, like for lunch, he would eat chicken strips and, you know, at supper time, he wouldn't like chicken at all.
Oh my gosh. It's almost like he's mixing up, you know, what he likes and doesn't like with like what he's in the mood for and what he's not in the mood for.
Okay. So he was not even the least little bit picky until he started preschool. Okay. Then he came home one day from preschool and he said, and quote, "I don't love beans." Okay. Has eaten beans his entire life, but he does not love beans. Could not get him to eat beans, even up until last year, could not get him to eat beans because he don't love beans.
Right.
Well, we go over to a friend's house earlier this year, and like just within the last couple of months, and his wife had made this big thing of beans. She tore them up. I mean, Joey and I were like, "You don't love beans?" Yeah, he didn't eat ribs until there. You know, now he'll tear up some ribs. Like, what?
Jerks. I mean, we can try as hard as we can to sneak them in and everything else. And, you know, they don't like them. They won't eat them, whatever. And then they go over to somebody else's house. And it's like, oh, I love these. Why don't you make them at home? Really? Really, dude? Really?
So I got in trouble the other day with him.
Oh, no.
Because we were talking about vegetables or whatever. And I said something about spinach, and he goes, "Yeah." He said, "I don't like spinach." I'm like, "Yeah, you do." He goes, "No, I don't." I'm like, "You like it in a smoothie." He's like, "What do you put it in my smoothie?" I'm like, "Every time I make a smoothie, you put it in my banana smoothie." I'm like, "No. Every time I make a smoothie,
right?
You know, I make it with, you know, spinach." He's like, "You gotta quit sneaking stuff in my food. I don't like that." Like, that's it. You watched
food, you would never know.
You watched me make it. No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yes, okay. You did. You watched
just because
me make
you
it.
Weren't you weren't paying attention. Right. Just because you weren't paying attention doesn't mean. Oh my gosh.
And I said, and I didn't even make it for you. I said, I made it for me, and you tasted mine and said, "Oh, can I have some?" Sure.
Yeah, how dare you put spinach in your smoothie?
Right.
He might drink a sip.
I used to do things like that with the oldest too, though, because they wouldn't eat like green vegetables and stuff, but they would tear up spaghetti. So I would always like pull the mess out of some broccoli and mix it in with my spaghetti sauce, and they would never know.
Yep. Sometimes you got it though. Like, they've got to get their vitamins and minerals and everything else. And I know they don't want to be taking, you know, all these supplements or whatever, even if it is Flintstone vitamins or something. But, you know, that's like my sister, my youngest sister, when she was in elementary school, she was in like third grade, I think. I want to say.
Yeah.
And her teacher, really great lady or whatever, her teacher brought in a video for them to watch. And it was basically it was basically like animals at the slaughterhouse type of video.
Oh, no.
And she was vegetarian until she was late teens.
Yeah.
Until she finally had to start eating a bit of chicken because she wasn't getting the vitamins and everything that she needed, and her hair was falling out. But And then she's gone, you know, back to being vegetarian. Thankfully, at least she's never been the strict vegetarian, I guess, is what I would call it.
Yeah.
Like she'll eat things that were cooked with meat in it that she can pick the meat out of. You know what I mean? Like a lot of vegetarians, they don't want it to touch anything, you know, that touched meat or whatever. But, you know, as long as you cut the meat big or whatever, she would eat, you know, she would just pick the meat out. So I was very thankful for that. But for years, and she's, you know, what, 31 now? And she still doesn't really, you know, doesn't eat meat. But, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I have eaten more meat in the last probably 5 or 6 months than I have in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Several years ago, Joey and I, we did like the Daniel fast with the church.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I stuck through it all the way through January. Very proud of myself. Came up with some really cool recipes, you know, that, you know, like I made a lasagna soup that nobody knew was meatless.
Oh, nice.
You know, I mean, just several different things like that. And, but I kind of lost my taste for meat. And so I started eating more red meats, especially, but I started eating more like chicken and fish when I would eat meat. And then, like I said, within the last probably 6 months is not fair, probably closer to like 9 months, I've started eating more red meat. But I really, really, really need to get back to like the vegan. Because my cholesterol is just like out of control.
Yeah, so is mine.
When I was eating a strict vegan diet, my body did not hurt the way it does.
Really?
My joints didn't hurt. I wasn't as tired or not really tired, but just blah.
Yeah.
You know, I had a lot more energy. I was, you know, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. The food is phenomenal. And, you know, it's all about the way you season it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And the youngest, he even likes a lot of the vegan stuff. As far as chicken nuggets, okay? I get some vegan chicken nuggets. He would rather eat my vegan chicken nuggets than he would the Tyson chicken nuggets.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like when I bake vegan or predominantly vegan a lot of times and, you know, stuff like that. And so like I try to make some changes, but I'm like strict with it or anything like that. Obviously, I mean, and we still eat meat too. But I've got to, you know, get better about my diet and my exercise too, to be fair. Again, my cholesterol is crazy out of control and has been, and I gotta do better with that. But I was going somewhere with that. But yeah, that's what it was. You know, I've looked at like the anti-inflammatory diets and, you know, stuff like that because, you know, I've got so many issues with, you know, chronic pain, but also with autoimmune disease and that kind of thing too.
Right.
And so I've looked at, you know, the diets that are made to help with, you know, that kind of thing or whatever, but like so many of them are so dependent on those healthy fats and that kind of thing, the stuff that I don't eat, you know, the avocados and the salmon and the, you know, all this other stuff that I wish that I liked, but I don't. And it's like, damn it. Can you find something? Like, give me some kind of solution, and sweet potatoes and stuff like that. Like, give me some kind of solution. Like, I want to do good, but then also I have to be able to, you know, to eat it.
I tell you what I didn't realize. And I've had hypothyroidism for years. I mean, at least like 30 years.
Right.
But I just, like, over the last probably 5 years or so, found out from an actual endocrinologist that it is not hypothyroidism. I have Hashimoto's, which is the hypothyroidism.
Right, right.
But I did not realize that the thyroid hormone is a glucose-based hormone.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. So I tried and was extremely successful with the keto diet. However, I started getting really super sluggish at times. And way beyond the keto flu phase and all that. Well, I also had a checkup and with the endocrinologist, and he, you know, checked my levels and everything. He's like, "Oh no, we need to do something about this. What, let's discuss your diet. I'm like, "Well, I'm doing keto." "Oh no." he said, "You know, if you don't have a thyroid issue," he's like, "keto's fine." He said, "But you know," he said, "not with a thyroid issue." He said, "It, you know, you don't want to do that with a thyroid issue because it you know, because I all but killed my thyroid."
Wow.
I mean, and to the point of, to the point of now, I have to have the name brand Synthroid because the generic lets my levels bounce so much. I mean, like from 90 something to 0.05 to 0.0005 to 180,
Jesus.
Over the course of a 3 month, you know, every 6 weeks getting my blood checked, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
But ever since I have been strictly on the Synthroid, it has been almost on the money every time.
That's awesome.
And it's always been within normal range, but it's almost always been right on the money.
Yeah. Interesting. So what are some of the go-to meals that you make? Because I wanted to discuss those too. Because like, you know, again, I've been in a rut here lately with making, you know, kind of the same things over and over. And so I need new shit. What you got? Anything good?
I mean, some of our go-to, some of our go-tos are like spaghetti.
Yeah.
Meatloaf. Fried taters and sausage, like the kielbasa.
See, I don't like that, but my husband and my son do. Meatloaf, I don't really do just because my daughter doesn't like ground beef. That's one of the things she doesn't like, and it's a texture thing, a lot of it. But so, like, when I do spaghetti, she loves noodles. So, and I always cook my noodles with some olive oil and avocado oil, and with a bunch of, I'll chop up a bunch of garlic and cook that put that in the noodle water. And so she likes the noodles like that, and then, you know, just with a little bit of garlic salt on them, and then, you know, she'll have broccoli with it or whatever. And then so that's what she does when we have spaghetti. And then but with meatloaf, you know, I've thought about doing something like that. And my son loves meatloaf. And I forget to do it just because my daughter doesn't eat it really. So it's one of those, like, I've gotten out of the habit of making. Because that happens too, even stuff that used to be go-to, you know.
Joey grew up eating meatloaf and, I mean, tearing it up. But I have forever changed the way he eats meatloaf.
Oh, yeah?
Because I don't eat ketchup.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So my meatloaf does not contain ketchup. I use Heinz 57 sauce in mine.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'll do like a sleeve of onion, the stoplight bell peppers, a sleeve of onion, a sleeve of Ritz, an onion, stoplight bell peppers, and two eggs and a bottle of or bottle or two of the high sweet seven sauce. And that's my meatloaf. And I don't cook it with a candy coating or anything like that. Like people like ketchup and nastiness on it and candy coat it. I don't do that.
That was always my favorite part, that top. With a little bit of like caramelized ketchup, basically.
Yes. I always hated meatloaf. Hated it because it had that nasty ketchup layer on it.
That's so funny. My daughter doesn't like ketchup either.
Yeah. And I just started experimenting and came up with that. I'm like, heck yeah. I like this.
That was such a great feeling. Especially when it's, you know, kind of a substitute of like a normalized, you know, food that other people like or whatever. And you kind of feel like you want to like it or you're missing out or whatever. And then you kind of come up with something that you like and it's like, woo, finally.
I'm probably fixing to catch crap from the youngest. One of my favorite snacks is cereal, which I haven't had it in a while. It's cereal. And it's croutons and ranch. It's not like
crunch or anything. Cereal
to me. Yeah. Cereal to me is croutons and ranch. If you come to my house and you want like a bowl of Captain Crunch with some milk, you gotta ask for cereal and milk. Otherwise, you ask me for a bowl of cereal, I'm gonna bring you some croutons and ranch. My husband can attest.
We've been over this. That is not cereal.
He's like, fix me a bowl of cereal because he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to get some cereal. He goes, yeah, fix me a bowl of cereal. Okay. So I bring him a bowl of croutons. He's like, what the hell is this?
I mean, you know, I can't blame him.
He tried to understand. Oh, that's not that bad.
Well, yeah. It's not exactly healthy, but you know. Jesus.
Not at all.
Yeah. Not so much. Not so much. That's like when my kids used to, you know, want salads, but especially my son, you know, didn't, quote unquote, you know, didn't want lettuce in his.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're going to eat at least some lettuce. I don't care if it's three leaves. You're going to eat at least some lettuce. You're not just getting a bowl with like cheese, croutons, dressing, bacon bits.
That's it. She would not eat lettuce for anything. She didn't like the way it tastes. She didn't like the way it fed the texture of it. She didn't like it. Period. At all. So when she would go to the salad bar and make her salad, it was a bowl of toppings with ranch.
Oh gosh.
That was her salad. Bowl of toppings with ranch.
That's so funny.
I personally have weird go-tos. One of my recent go-tos is like, I have discovered that I really like apricot jelly. Because I did a pickup order and, you know, online order. And I ordered apple jelly, but they were out. So they subbed it with the apricot jelly. And I was like, I don't know that I've ever tried this. So I fixed my peanut butter and apricot jelly sandwich. And I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah. So,
that has become one of my favorite go-tos here lately.
That's awesome. I haven't had that in forever. I've had apricot jelly before, but it's been years.
Yeah. I'll do like a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of grits, you know, or something like that.
Same.
I have weird go-tos. It's almost like I'll sit down and eat a meal, don't get me wrong, but I would rather parts and piece. All day long, as I would sit down and eat a meal.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm a grazer.
Yeah, I have been making a bunch of tortilla soup again, which that's a recipe that I had when the kids were little. But then again, I stopped making it really because, you know, my daughter stopped eating pretty much everything. And I pulled it out. That's when I pulled out. In the fall of last year, technically. And I pulled it out because we used to love it. It's so good. And it's a crock pot thing. So, you know, it's not difficult. And so I started making that, and everybody in this house loves it. So I've been making double batches of that, you know, every like 2 weeks or whatever. And, you know, we eat off of it for days. It's so good.
Yeah. Speaking of soups, one of the huge, huge go-tos for this family is taco soup. And every time I make it, the 17-year-old, he's like, "You gonna put meat in it?" I'm like, "Do I ever put meat in it?" He's like, "You used to." I'm like, "No, I have never put meat in my taco soup." He's like, "Yeah, you did." "No, I have never put meat in my taco soup."
You just thought I put meat in the taco soup. Yeah. It's funny how they get those ideas in their head that, you know, things have meat in them or whatever, or things are different. And then they're like, "I'm the one who's made it."
Yeah, what are they called? Oh, it's the Mandela effect. That's what that's called.
Yeah.
And I have only recently just started hearing about this thing. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Some of that stuff is crazy.
Yes.
We should do an episode on that one day. We'd have to research some of them, but get a list together. But yeah. If anybody else has some suggestions, go ahead and email them to us too. Email in the description.
Absolutely.
Just throwing that on here.
Shameless plug.
Our always need those episode ideas.
Shameless beg.
That's we are not above begging.
Not at all.
We love input.
Yes.
Oh goodness. All right, girly. Well, I think that's gonna do it for this week. It was good talking with you.
And yes, I have gained like 10 pounds talking about food.
I know, right? We're both gonna get off and start grazing again because it's gonna be a big graze. It's gonna be one of those go in the kitchen and grab like 3 or 4 things and eat, you know, a little bit of each.
Right.
Something sweet, something salty,
Something fruity, something salty, something sweet. Yep.
Some spinach or sweetie, you know.
Yeah. The little spinach in the cereal.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. We will be back next week. I think Crystal's going to be filling in next week. So we will talk with you then again. If you have any episode ideas or any feedback or ideas for a future Mandela Effect episode, you know, go ahead and send those to us. Like I said, you know, email in the description. And thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.